Q105.
Winding down our Tuesday offering here on Q105. Is it good to mow when it's raining like crazy outside?
Apparently.
Should you be on your... I feel bad for the lawnmower guys, you know, when it's like, hey, you're scheduled for Tuesdays here at the Q.
They gotta get it in when they can.
It's torrential rain and the dude's zipping around out there. He doesn't even have a rain jacket on or nothing. He's just out there mowing like a beast.
Why is there no
high gear?
How come there's no grass spitting out of my mower?
I'm not sure that's good for the mower, but
gotta do what you gotta do.
Anyway, all right, we have dope of the day that we're gonna do, Susan.
It's time for Denny Schaefer's Dope of the Day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.
All right, let's meet 26-year-old Jose Jimenez from Westwood, Massachusetts. He ran over a cop's foot, then he sped off during a traffic stop. So the police spotted him driving, and the chase was on. Jose managed to get a little distance between him and the cops. He pulls into a parking lot. He ditches the Toyota he was in, runs into a cell phone store where he applied for a job. Now, it's really a pretty good plan. The manager took Jose back in his office for an interview. The manager said he had no idea that the dude was on the run. He introduced himself to me, and he was cool as a cucumber. No sweaty hands. He was wearing a clean shirt, pretty well groomed. But the interview didn't go well because about halfway through, a police dog popped up at the window and started barking like crazy. So the cops busted into the store and arrested Jose. And he's hit with several charges. So, Jose, when you get out, come on down to the station. We'll give you a certificate that says on this Tuesday, the 19th of September, 2017, the year of our Lord. Susie, tell me what he is.
You are the dope of the day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.
All right, there you go, 943.
And I need some accessories from Jose also. Like, I need a phone charger for my car. So when he's out, I'll talk to him about it.
All right, you do that. Why is the dictionary keeps adding words to the dictionary?
Because we keep inventing new ones.
I thought we invented slang.
Yeah, it's slang.
Isn't it slang?
A word's a word.
I guess Merriam-Webster just announced a bunch of new words they've added to their dictionary. Pre-game.
Awesome.
That's now in there.
Okay.
To begin drinking alcohol before an event or an activity, such as a party or a night out.
Absolutely.
So we're pre-gaming it.
Right, sure.
Cool. A little pre-game.
That's good.
How about this? Fro-yo.
Stop.
That's now in
Webster.
That's
Webster's. Okay, yeah.
Frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Sriracha.
Oh, that's a pepper.
The sauce?
Or a sauce?
I always thought it was, too. Front.
Back.
Front. To assume a fake or false personality to conceal one's true identity and character.
That's a false front.
Don't front on me. Just
took false out.
Yep,
okay.
Just front.
Don't front on me. Yeah.
This is my favorite one. I love this word. I've always loved this word.
It's you.
Especially being a Lions fan.
And it's you fronting, Paul.
There you go. You fronting.
Get off the schneid.
That's not a word.
Schneid is now a word.
You can't get off something that doesn't exist.
No, a slang term for a losing streak. In sports, get off the schneid. Get off the losing streak.
Oh.
Get off the schneid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wow. I've been saying that for years.
How do you spell that?
S-C-H-N-E-I-D. Schneid. Pretty good.
Just like it sounds.
I would have spelled it I-D-E.
That's what I would have did, Trisha.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, okay. Take it up with Mrs. Webster. And her dictionary.
If it doesn't work in Scrabble, it doesn't work. But now that it's a word and I know it, I'm going to use it. Just like ta. I was so excited. I got like this huge double word score on ta. Did you know that counts in Scrabble?
On what?
Ta. T-A. I've done it twice. It's awesome.
Your life is full of just energy.
Unbelievable. You need a nap.
It counts. I'm just saying.
Okay.
She pre-games like you wouldn't believe.
Troll is not a word.
Oh, no.
To harass, criticize, antagonize somebody. Especially, you know, on the internet. So
I thought
go.
Trolling just meant, like, stalking.
Yeah.
Troll. To harass, like criticize, or antagonize somebody, especially by provocatively disparaging or mocking public statements, postings, or acts. You're trolling somebody. You're harassing them.
Okay.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay.
Anyway, and then some of the other ones. Alt-right, open carry, concealed carry. See, these are two words. Those aren't words. They're... You know, they're phrases.
So are they spelling them with a hyphen or just...
No.
There's
dog
no space?
Whistle is now a word. No, it's words.
It's always been words.
I know,
words,
but is there a space between dog and whistle in the dictionary? Yeah. That's two words. Yeah,
it
you're
is.
Right.
Ransomware and malware and Internet of Things.
I don't know.
Internet of
Things. I think Merriam is
trying too hard. She's overthinking this thing.
She needs to stay relevant, though.
Yeah, she hasn't been.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Keep taking her meds.
All right, Paula, what do we got tomorrow? Anything?
Oh, my goodness. We have the HBA coming, and we're talking Parade of Homes.
Oh, cool. Oh,
wow, we giving away tickets?
Oh, absolutely.
Hopefully.
You got a brand new press release right there, my friend.
Oh, do I?
Well, you I haven't read it yet. All right, anything else? Oh, yeah, we'll be doing a lot of the same crap we did today, just different topics.
Okay.
So basically screwing around for 4 hours.
But you can try to go on the National Lampoon's European vacation, so there you go.
Yep. I don't think it's National Lampoon. It's just a European vacation.
Oh, all right.
Nice job today, Paul.
Hey, you're the best. Have a good one.
Trisha, you need a nap.
Ta, have a nice day. See you tomorrow.
Susan, you're excellent.
Yeah, thanks, boss. Thanks, listeners.
Russ Ryder coming up next, kicking off a 105-minute free ride. Till next time, this is Denny Schaefer saying, doing what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness.